You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the markets. Indian benchmark indices managed to end marginally in green after swinging between gains and losses ahead of the weekly F&O expiry. The S&P BSE Sensex topped the 62,000 mark for the first time in 13 months as it scaled a high of 62,053 before finally ending with a gain of 108 points at 61,981. The 30-share index is now just 264 points shy of its lifetime high, 62,245. The NSE Nifty touched a high of 18,442 and eventually settled 7 points higher at 18,410. Sectorally, power, realty and metal indices fell 1% each, while some buying was seen in the banking names. In broader markets, BSE Mid-Cap Index shed 0.6% and Small Cap Index was down 0.3%. Moving on, gold rate and silver rate were trading firm in India today on the back of positive global cues. On multi-commodity exchange, gold December futures were trading at ₹53,008 per 10 grams, up ₹263 or 0.50%. Silver December futures were up ₹410 or 0.7% to rule at ₹62,000 per kg. Globally, yellow metal prices steadied near a three-month peak as signs of cooling US inflation boosted bets for smaller rate hikes, while reports around Russian missiles killing two people in Poland led to some safe demand for safe haven assets. Spot gold held its ground at $1,776.50 per ounce after hitting its highest since August 15 in the previous session. US gold futures rose 0.2% at $1,780.40 per ounce. In another development, ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund has launched ICICI Prudential Nifty Financial Services X-Bank ETF, which is an open-ended exchange-traded fund tracking the Nifty Financial Services X-Bank Index. In a statement, ICICI Prudential AMC said that the scheme is designed to reflect the behavior and performance of the top 30 companies of the financial services sector, except banks, based on free float market capitalization from the Nifty 500 Index. The NFO opened on 16 November 2022 and it will close on November 25, 2022. Meanwhile, private sector Kotak Mahindra Bank has revised upward its marginal cost of funds-based lending rate for different tenors but reduced the benchmark one-year tenor rate by 20 basis points. The MCLR-linked loan rates for the benchmark one-year tenor, which is used by banks to price most of consumer loans such as auto, home and personal, has been cut to 8.55% from 8.75%. According to Kotak Bank, the revised MCLR rates have come to effect from November 16, 2022. It added that banks review their MCLR rates on a monthly basis. For other tenor loans ranging from overnight to 3 years, the revised rates are in the range of 7.80 to 9.05%. In other developments, telecom regulator TRAI will issue a public consultation paper to discuss regulations for internet-based calling, messaging and entertainment apps in December. The Department of Telecommunications has sought recommendations of the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India to set up a legal framework for the over-the-top apps that provide calling and messaging services. Under the new telecommunication bill, the government has proposed to place OTT apps that provide calling and messaging service as telecom services company. The telecom bill proposes OTT players also to comply with Know Your Customer rules and facilitate lawful interception. Here is the latest from Audi. The automobile giant has tweaked its iconic four rings emblem, and according to the company, this showcases the progressive steps the brand has taken in the design department. At a glance, one might not be able to notice the changes, but take a closer look and you will see that the intertwined rings aren't chrome finished anymore, but rather black and white. Audi believes this color scheme sticks to the brand's philosophy of being subtle yet sophisticated. According to Audi, the all-black background with white flat rings give it both a premium look and three-dimensional. Also, due to the digitalization age, it will look good on the infotainment screen. In the future, Audi models will only use a unique font called Audi Type. Lastly, the raw material price rise in the country is taking a toll on MSMEs' growth as 43% of the enterprises by value are expected to see their FY23 earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization margin remain below the pre-COVID or FY20 levels. According to a CRISIL report, the lower MSME margin this fiscal will be due to the inability of MSMEs to completely pass on the high prices in some commodities as well as an unfavorable exchange rate. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.